This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I just realized it's Friday and not Saturday.
All right, we're still having a hard time. We changed the radio show a few months back from Saturday to Friday, and I don't know what day it is either.
I know. I couldn't believe Friends was on today.
Friends was on. But you know what today is? Earth Day. And I can remember distinctly in 1970, the first Earth Day, sitting on the lawn at Maria Regina Diocesan High School with a bunch of friends on soft grass they have in New York, making a little hair wreaths, little flower wreaths. And just the innocence we had and the hope for the future, and we were gonna have this clean world, and we didn't have bottled water then. We didn't have plastic bags. And we survived really well. Mm-hmm. Really well.
And we didn't have computers either.
Yeah, we didn't have. Well, I think we spent more time with nature then. Mm-hmm. And hopefully people will be encouraged to do more every day with that. Mm-hmm. You know, when I wake up every morning, I go out and I go out on my dock and I say my prayers. And I tell God, well, I ask God, just tell me what you want me to do today because I don't have a clue. And then I take a picture of the sunrise or a flower or a duck and I post it on Facebook and I say, Good Morning Seminole. And I've done that for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And everywhere I go, people go, Good Morning Seminole. Good morning. It's much nicer than politics, Linda. And one day I was at a seminar and I met a gentleman. We were sitting in the audience and people were walking by and they're saying, Good Morning Seminole to me. And the man next to me says, he's one of these vets that has a flag everywhere, you know, from head to toe. And he goes, can you tell me what Good Morning Seminole is? So I go, sure, and I show him some of the photos on my phone. And I, besides posting them on Facebook, I email it to my stepmother who lives in New York City. And she has 1 hour to get back to me, so I know she's okay. And so every day she sends me back an email, and she goes, magnificent, a watercolor. So I get kissed by her every day. And I separate text it to my brothers and sisters as we're getting older. So I tell this story to the man. He turns around, chats to his wife a little bit, and then he turns back to me and he goes, I'm 92 and we don't get out too often. Do you think you could send us that picture every day too? I go, sure. He turns around to his wife and he goes, surely she's going to send us the pictures. I go, what's your email? He goes, dnsbeachbums@AOL.
Okay. Of course, AOL.
Yeah, so cool. Well, I'm still at AOL.
I know.
So I would send him the photos every day, and just once in a while he would say something. Mm-hmm. And then during COVID, I got an email, and the woman said, I don't know who you are, but my dad passed away. And I want to thank you for sending him those pictures. And I want to let you know that he had 11 of them framed in his office, and we're donating them to the library.
Oh, how neat.
And what did that take? Just one more little...
Yeah.
One push of a button, one looking at our beautiful nature, one sharing it with everybody else. Because I find now, since I've been doing this for a long time, I see beautiful flowers and stuff everywhere that I never saw before. I walk in the
park. So do I on my computer when you send it. I don't have to go out.
But it's true. I mean, I'll be like at Walmart, and when through the concrete, you see one little flower. Growing there.
And yeah, like, you send it and it's like a saucer size.
I tell my grandchildren, you'll be able to hear me and see me for the rest of your lives, not to worry about it.
The petunias were pretty today.
Yes, those are my neighbor's petunias.
Very pretty.
Yes, they were very...
Two colors.
I actually did that
white
in my bathroom.
White on the outside and purple.
Yeah, they were gorgeous. So I have some great guests today. We have Marian Fisher from Arden Courts. We're going to chat in a couple minutes. I'm always so glad to have you here.
Thrilled to be here.
And we have Judy Carrier, and we have Eric Rizzo, who's going to talk to us about the Tampa Bay Research Institute. You guys have been on the show before, but you always have good stuff coming up, and our listeners need to hear about this. So let's start with you, Marian. So we have a big event coming up soon.
We do. We have a seminar coming up on May 18th.
Pull the mic closer.
Yeah. Sorry. Yes, we actually have a seminar coming up on May 18th, and it's going to be a panel seminar. That's nice. It's going to be a chance for the audience to ask questions. A lot of different professionals, including an attorney, including somebody who owns a home health company.
And it's live.
And it's live. Yes, yeah. Yes, in person. In person. Yes.
It's good to be back in person.
It's wonderful. Yes. It really is wonderful. Yes, so it's just nice seeing your face.
Yes, it is.
So we'll be doing that on May 18th.
And all this information will be in the show.
Yep, exactly.
And if you have any questions, just send me at lindaburhans@AOL and I'll get you the information. But I think that's really important. And I love Art and Courts because you continue education.
We want to do that.
And I'm so excited since Art and Courts has become partners with ProMedica because there's so much more that can be done for the community. There's so much more outreach that's available. And it's so important because there are people in our community that really need help. And just don't know where to go and what to do. And if we as a collective group can work to get out to them, that's just so fabulous. And being live is so great again. I'm going to start my first live support group again starting next month.
Really? We just started this month, the first live one. It was wonderful.
Everybody was glad to see.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a caregiver luncheon and just invited some of my caregivers. And they were like, it's like so good to see people. And one of them happened to be, they're snowbirds. So they were in my support group. They live in Floral City, but they also live in Olympia, Washington. So she was down here for a visit. So people that have met her on Zoom got to meet her in person. One of my other caregivers that used to live in Georgia, her mom passed away, and now she's moved to Largo.
Okay.
So it was kind of cool like to see each other and live, and it was all good. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on with Art and Courts these days, which is still Art and Courts.
Mm-hmm.
So... this is the question I get all the time in the support groups. When is it time for me to make a decision for my loved one?
To move into a community?
Yeah.
What I've been taught, and I was taught from the caregivers, actually.
And you've been doing this for how many years?
Forever. I've been with the company for 30 years.
Yeah. Whoa.
So since I was, a little girl. but the thing that my family members, and really I learned from them, the caregivers tell one another, it's when you start losing patience. Because your loved one's probably been ready for a long time. A lot of people unfortunately come too late to a community and they can't maybe take part in the programming, or maybe they could even wait too long and have to go to the nursing center.
Yeah.
So if you're asking that question, your loved one's ready, but it's if you're ready. And if you just find yourself losing patience because, and you're human, but if you're doing it too often, then it might be time.
Yeah, there's been people that have come into a support group and I go, welcome, I'm glad to have you here. How come you came today? And she goes, I yelled at my mother! Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to yell at your mother.
No,
nobody wants to yell at your spouse. Nobody wants to yell at anybody you're taking care of. But it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. And when you get to the point with someone that has Alzheimer's or dementia, it's just so difficult.
It is. So you're repeating the same answers all the time.
Yep.
And that's what's different. When you're at home with somebody, you're the only one doing all that.
Yeah, and if they're not safe at home, that's really the time.
Yeah, safe. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what, and what I find though, when it comes to the point where someone from my support groups said, I made the move, it's time. The other one that has the issue, the person goes into wherever they're living and they're making friends and they're doing stuff.
Oh, they're fine then.
Yeah, I remember one lady, she said, I went to visit my husband, he was dancing with another woman. He was like, hey, good to see you. He hadn't danced with her in 5 years.
Right.
And so was her issue. Lots of times it's harder, I think, for the caregiver than it is for their loved one, and they're so worried about how hard it's going to be for their loved one.
Right. It's an empty nest. It's an empty nest for them, and oftentimes I'll tell family members, like if I were, let's say I were moving my husband into a community, my kids all want to come help. Your kids don't need to help him move in. We're going to help him move in. That's what we do. They need to come the week after he moves in and help you.
Yeah.
And help you adjust.
Yeah.
So that is, we worry about the caregiver more oftentimes.
And we have to, because who else is going to take care of the caregiver? We're doing our best to take care of us so we can take care of the person we love. But it's just such a difficult situation. So tell me about some of the programming they have at Art and Courts, because I think that's a very important thing.
It's huge to keep them involved and have purposeful activities for them.
Purpose.
So you want to look at all the different, different residents you have and the different interests that they have, but they have to have purpose. That's really what it's all about. Think of, if you we all say, I want to win the lottery. No, nobody really. If you won the lottery tomorrow, what would you do? You'd be bored. You would be bored. You want to help people every day. If you couldn't, this is the most important thing you're doing today. You're helping people. So if you couldn't help and couldn't have a purpose,
everybody wants to fit in.
Right, right.
Everybody
exactly.
Tell us about the woman that just had her 100th birthday.
One of my favorites.
That.
Tell us about that. Well, Nancy had her 100th birthday, and Nancy, honestly, during COVID, when the governor had us shut down, I was the one that helped her with her FaceTime, because all the managers had someone we were assigned to. So I've been helping her with weekly FaceTimes since then. So we got closer than usual. Yeah. And I mean, she's 100 years old, and Nancy loves talking about her work. She worked as a head of the chemistry department in Rhode Island, and whenever she talked about that to me, she would
always just glow.
She would just glow. She had been married, but this was something that she was so proud of.
Giving goosebumps. And,
well, think of it. She's 100. What would she have done in today's generation?
Right.
With, you know, if she had all that education back then. So we honestly reached out. Her niece helped us. We reached out to the hospital that she had worked at, and we just thought, oh, maybe we'll get a little certificate saying, you know, thank you for your work. That was my goal. There were still people there that had worked there 30 years, 40 years. Nancy hired them, and they sent a beautiful booklet with pictures of her. Pictures of the chemistry department. They wrote different stories. One of the fellows said, you know, I don't know if you remember me, and he told the story about being hired. He said, it was a mistake. I went down the wrong street or whatever, and then I happened to end up in your office, but you hired me. I'm retiring in 6 weeks. It was amazing. It was amazing. And she had a beautiful day. She was able to FaceTime the chemistry department, and it was really a neat day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I saw that, mm-hmm. and I just saw some of the videos, mm-hmm. it was just so wonderful. Yeah.
We call it Heart's Desire. It's something that we try to do at all the Iron Courts, something special for the residents. And it could be something simple. It could be, I haven't made my husband a meal in you know, 5 years, maybe because I had this disease. So someone helps a resident make her husband a meal.
Aww.
It could be something real simple.
Not you.
But
give him a phone number.
It goes in a microwave.
Olive Garden.
No, but it is. I can remember working in a community a few years back, mm-hmm. and there was a woman that came from Chicago, and she was like the donut queen of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so they got permission, and she actually went into the kitchen with her family and made her donut recipe. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. all the residents were like, woohoo! You know, was, and they got to share more.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think that's so important because, you know, the biggest problem I see and I hear all the time is mom just sitting in a chair and not talking, mm-hmm. because nobody's talking to her.
Right. Right.
And nobody's doing stuff with her. Mm-hmm. And that's so, so important. Mm-hmm. So when you have someone move into the community, what kind of history do you take on them? Like, how do you get to know them?
If you're going to move into a community, you want to make sure they're doing a good assessment on someone. So there's really three parts to our assessment. There's paperwork from the doctor that talks about medications, mm-hmm. and physical things. Then there's actually 27 questions that help us develop a service plan. Exactly, does someone need toothpaste on their toothbrush, or do you actually brush their teeth for them? But the third part that, you know, the heart that I think is most important is when we meet the resident. And that's when we come up with a story. Because a lot of residents, you know, don't want to come in. That the families will come to her and say, you know, we can't do this. We've been doing it for so long. It's getting so hard and all this. But I don't know how I'm going to talk my mom into it. I don't know what I'm going to do. Can you help me? So that's where we have to know the resident and we have to know the story. And it has to be realistic because they might have dementia, but they're not stupid.
No, and everybody has a story.
Everybody has to have a story. And the story coming in at 9 a.m. is the same story the staff are going to tell at midnight.
Right.
It has to be the same story. And it could be something simple like we're getting new roof put on the house and it's going to be noisy. Or it could be something more truthful even, you know, depending on where they are in the disease. We're coming to a memory center and you're going to eat right. You're going to go to programming. You're going to take your medicines and you're going to do better. And they want to do better, so that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, so you just think of a realistic, really a true story,
yeah.
that they would make them want to come.
Well, mm-hmm. one of my friends, his mom's 98, Mama Rose, she's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We've been on a long journey together, her and I. And they felt it months ago that it was time for her to go to adult daycare.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. But no, she has 9 children. Nobody wanted to talk to her about it, though. We found a nice center and everything. So mm-hmm. what I did was I told her I worked there, and she mm-hmm. was my volunteer helper. So I actually went there and did some programs for them. And I said, this is all I want you to do, Mama. Is when you come in every day, just be a good example. That's your
That's
job.
It.
Be
That's
a good
job.
Example.
Right.
So when they say it's time to get up and do this, you're going to be the first one to get up. And so she really got into it.
But she felt purposeful.
Yeah.
That's it. That
she
gets
had,
right
she
back
had a
to
job.
It. She felt needed. Right.
Well, mm-hmm. and then it was, now it came a few months ago, where it's time that she needs to move into her community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once again, nobody wants to talk to her. Mm-hmm. So I go and I call her up and I go, Mama Rose, could you help me with something? She's like, what? I said, my girlfriend is looking for a place for her mom, mm-hmm. and she doesn't live around here. So could you go to this place with me and check it out and see what you think about it and mm-hmm. if you like the food and everything? Mm-hmm. Whoa, after we went there, she's like, this is cool. I really like this.
Right, right.
They did move her in. She did have a little hard time for the first couple of weeks, but now she's good to go.
Right, right. But daycare, I'm so happy that she started with daycare.
Yeah.
Because her days were probably simple in a way because she was used to keeping busy.
Yeah.
So it's just having to get used to spending the night somewhere different.
And that's what he mm-hmm. said. I mm-hmm. spoke to our son yesterday. The hardest part of that night.
Mm-hmm. Right, the evening.
Yeah. The hardest part mm-hmm. is that night, of course, especially if you had 9 children and how many grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the community had to make a schedule because they had too many visitors.
Really?
Yeah. So I said to Rick, just bring some of your extra family for those other people that don't have visitors.
Right, right.
He goes, we do that sometimes. We just invite them in. that's nice. Really fabulous. So when somebody does move their loved one into Ardent Cause, mm-hmm. how often do you think they should visit them? What they should do? Because that's a big question in the beginning.
Everyone's different. They always say, you know, if you meet one person with dementia or Alzheimer's, right. you've met one person. I mean, we all know that. I know a lot of communities will ask somebody not to visit at all, and that's not our philosophy.
Yeah, I don't
again,
like that.
You're think of how close you were to your mother. You wouldn't want somebody telling you can't come in.
No.
But we want to work as a team. So when someone first moves in, you may have, you know, morning visits when they're better, and always be involved in the community. Not pick them up and take them home every afternoon.
Yeah.
You could do that at some point, but be involved in the community. Help them find friendships. Help them find their spot in the activity world and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So everyone's different. So I don't know if I answered your question. Some people, if I was an average 2 times a week is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think people feel like they have to come more.
Yeah, they feel guilty if they don't come. And the loved one doesn't even matter.
Right, right. And they don't, you know, you don't have to feel guilty. If you know they're somewhere that they're safe and you're trusting them, then you really don't have to come every day. I do say not to have a scheduled visit. I remember when my grandmother was in a nursing home mm-hmm. in Chicago, and my dad was like, oh, I come every day at 2:00. I said, no, Dad, you don't come every day at 2:00. You need to bounce around what time you come. Because they know you're coming at 2:00.
And everything's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry, but it's true. Yeah. You come, you don't come on a certain schedule, you bounce around a little.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not really, like I say, lots of times it's harder for the caregiver than for the loved one.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Because and you know what I love about Ardent Cause too is Ardent Cause is like a home. It's really mm-hmm. like a home when you walk in there. I mean, there are 4 sections, there's 4 different communities. Mm-hmm. They're so home based, and if you could be living in an Ardent Cause in Ohio and decide maybe mom should move to Florida, mm-hmm. and you could move her. Of course, she's got to go on the plane and everything, but mm-hmm. she's almost going into the exact same home.
Yeah. We just did that.
Same.
We just
and
did
that
is
huge.
3 weeks ago, we had somebody that the family decided to move near their family because they had retired here, so they were all alone. The grandkids and everybody was up north, so they moved, you know, near their daughter and near their grandchildren. And fortunately, there was an Ardent Cause nearby. So it helped. I mean, it made it so much smoother.
Is.
And we even said, you know, can we get the same house that he's used to, the same color that he's used to, you
right.
know? And it helped. It helped
yeah.
a lot.
I mean, it's so important because, you know, I hear every day, and this is something that really breaks my heart, mm-hmm. is you'll have a community and all of a sudden they go, we have memory care. Mm-hmm. And it's on the 3rd floor and we lock them up mm-hmm. and none of the staff have been trained, but we have memory care.
They can't get out
yeah.
and enjoy.
So they may
How
be
many
safe,
exits
but are they miserable?
12, good question. They're all designed the same. We have 12 exit doors.
That
every exit door goes to
go.
A path, and then the path can lead back inside safely.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
something.
It is yeah. neat. It really is neat.
Yeah, and if they want to go walk around the garden, they can walk around mm-hmm. the garden. They
exactly.
get out. I mean, you do know Brian LeBlanc, Maureen Rulison, and Brian LeBlanc. Brian's living mm-hmm. with Alzheimer's. And so mm-hmm. he's actually made videos for the people that are going to be taking care of him one day. Because he knows
fabulous.
That
right.
one day he's going to have care.
Right.
And
right.
he says, I do not like to eat when I wake up in the morning. I just want my coffee. But I like to eat later. I like to go outside every single day. If I could have a pet, it would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I love the Beatles, but don't play this song, that song, and that song and put them in my earphones because I hate those ones. But he will not be able to communicate that then. But he can communicate that then, now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what a way he's setting himself up and the people that are caring for him mm-hmm. for success.
Right, right, exactly.
Because they will know. I want people to know what I want and what I like. And if you don't know, how do you know?
Well, that's part of the assessment. You have to know somebody. You have to know what makes them happy, what makes them calm when they're nervous, you know, all those kind of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, we're talking about purpose and everybody wants a purpose. So mm-hmm. there's one woman who takes care of her mom, and her mom used to be a banker. Mm-hmm. So she gives her a big, huge jar of coins, and all day long she rolls the coins. She feels like she worked at the bank. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she rolls the coins, and her daughter goes, yep, when you go to bed tonight, I'm going to bring them to the bank. And then she dumps them all out, and she starts over the next day. But
perfect.
It works for her.
Perfect.
I have another woman that used to be a secretary. Mm-hmm. So they have a file cabinet in the house now. Mm-hmm. So they dump out all the files, mm-hmm. and she files them the next day. Mm-hmm. They dump out all the files. And who cares how it's filed?
Right.
Who cares what it is? Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, she picks up that one file and goes, I remember... Whatever, uh-huh. you know, or she's.
I remember doing this yesterday.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is to keep your loved one engaged, mm-hmm. give them some purpose, and take the time to figure out what's best for them.
Right.
Because you're going to give somebody else those coins and then be like, "What the heck? Mm-hmm. I don't want nothing to do with that."
Right.
Mm-hmm. But right now we have to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know if you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I'm so grateful for our wonderful sponsors. They all know the right thing to do. So, Marianne, it was great having you on the show today. Where can our listeners find you?
I'm actually at the Arden Court in Palm Harbor, and the phone number there is 727-771-1600.
And someone can just come and take a tour and check it out
first. Take a tour if you'd like to. We also do memory screenings at all of our locations, actually. So we always recommend that for anybody over 65.
And I think that the most important thing is to be prepared. So it's better to go, even if your loved one might not need to go into community for 6 months or a year from now. If I can go there first and check it all out and know that I have a plan.
Exactly. You don't want to make that kind of decision under stress. You do not want to. And hopefully you'll never have to. Maybe you could, you know, keep them home with daycare like we talked about. But definitely do your research ahead of time.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. You want to say something?
Yes.
Yeah,
she didn't like what I said about 65.
No, not only Medicare gives a memory test after 65 to anybody?
You have to ask for it. But
no.
No, she doesn't want to take it.
No, I've taken it. I've taken it a lot of times, but...
Well, they want you to have a baseline.
They're giving it to me next week.
They want you to have a baseline.
I'm just going to go in there and ace it.
Make sure you know the date.
Yeah, make sure
you
read
the newspaper
right.
that day.
Yeah.
And then they make you draw the clock, and then they give you three things and ask you later what they say. I mean, they do the same test every year, but I keep getting these emails, time for your memory test. I'm like, I forgot.
Yeah.
But they caught me when I was there at the doctor's. They're doing it next week.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're going to talk to our friends from the Tampa Bay Research Institute, but just before that, I want to talk about... Sage's Theater is having a new show. It's been on for a few weeks called Dealmaker, and it's all about when is it time for mom or dad to stop driving. You know, that can be a very difficult situation. But I love when they do these shows because it opens up conversations with families. And many times people are in the audience and they're like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I should be thinking about that.
That's a tough one for people who like to drive.
It's really hard.
I remember Ellen's mother called her up. She was visiting me, and she said, I had an accident, and they want me to take my license away, and I don't understand. I just dinged it. Turns out she hit a cop car full on. I just dinged him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough decision, and I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. We're the first generation that has to take the keys away, because the generation before us, most of the moms did not drive, mm-hmm. or if they did, it was just a little bit, mm-hmm. and dad did not live till 90, 100 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're the first generation that really has to have that conversation, mm-hmm. and it all depends on how we have to do it. And just one last word on that, if you're going to have that conversation, make sure that you have an alternative to offer your loved one first. So dad, if we sell the car, we can get $5,000 for the car, and then we can put that in an account that you can just use for transportation for whatever you need. Or dad, mm-hmm. you usually go to... wherever dad goes after breakfast with his friends, well, my granddaughter's going to take you every Monday and Wednesday and something like that. And I have found that when that's happened too, sometimes those grandchildren and driving their grandparents around are spending some time with them and having some conversation that they didn't have before.
They don't like losing their independence.
No.
And that's the key is, you know, if I feel like going to the grocery store and it's 7:45 at night and somebody's watching a program, no, they're not going to want to take me.
Right.
But I want my chocolate now.
Exactly.
You know? So
it's tough.
That's giving up that independence, I think, is the hardest part.
Yeah.
When someone takes away
independence. But soon we'll have the electric ones that are self-driving.
Yeah.
We'll see. Now, how are they going to know where we want to go?
You have to program it.
I'll be like this. Take me somewhere nice.
Yes. There we go. And pick up Judy on the way.
Yes. I will do that.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Tampa Bay Research and Institute. You've been on the show before. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of good things to tell us. So first, one of you tell us first, either Judy or Eric, what exactly is the Tampa Bay Research Institute and why you got involved in it?
Go for it.
Okay. So I will go first.
Okay.
So I'm Eric Rizzo. The reason why I got involved with TBRI is I'm a cancer survivor, okay, from 2010. So my life changed quite a bit.
Hmm.
And in the recovery process, I educated myself a lot because I didn't want to deal with it ever coming back.
Right.
Okay, that was first and foremost. So it was mostly selfish reasons, I guess you could say.
You're allowed to be selfish with that.
I agree, but
self-preservation, that's not selfish.
Mm.
True, but so in the process, I'm like, you know, I've gained all this incredible knowledge that like I need to share with people because, you know, letting all that information that I learned stay with me.
Yeah, don't let it go to waste.
That's being selfish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it came important for me to start sharing with people because the biggest thing is prevention. If you can prevent any kind of sickness, disease,
right.
That is your best ally right there.
Right.
The next best thing is early detection.
Yes, with everything. And you know your body better than everybody else.
Oh yeah.
And if something is not feeling right, go. Please go, because people don't go and you find out that they've been sick for 3 years and they could have avoided so much stuff. They might have had a better opportunity to recover.
Yes. A lot of people are in denial. They don't want to admit things. They're like, well, it'll go away. It'll fix itself. It'll get
it'll
better.
Thrive.
and it never does.
Yeah.
Never does.
Yeah.
So, so I was at a networking meeting, and you know, I learned from this guy who was running the meeting that he does a lot of nonprofit work, and he's involved with this TBRI, Tampa Bay Research Institute. No, Doug.
Okay.
Doug Linder.
Doug Linder.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I would like to have my own nonprofit to help cancer survivors, because there's nothing out there that exists for that. So I'm like, okay, the best thing to do is get involved with a nonprofit that is in alignment with what your vision and goals are. And, you know, so I'm like, well, let me get involved. Let me learn about TBRI. Let me learn about this nonprofit thing. And, you know, there are a lot of things I can bring to the table because of my background, you know, being a real estate investor. We learn about creative thinking, mm-hmm. thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm learning about TBRI, who they are, what they do, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a great opportunity for me to bring more to the table,
right.
To help bring awareness and, you know, not come in and say, hey, you know, we're going to change everything, but let me learn what they do. And if there's anything that I can add to help make things better, then great. So that's.
And what did you find out?
Well,
whoa.
Things are a lot different than you think they are. Mm-hmm. It's funny because what's interesting is scientists think a certain way, and people like myself, you know, that are involved in like entrepreneurship, very outside the box thinkers.
Yeah.
You know, they're not afraid to talk to anybody.
Right.
And I know scientists are very by the book and structured. Well, we can't do that.
Right.
Why not? If you don't ask, the answer is always no.
Right.
So, you know, what is the only thing that's stopping you from asking and reaching out and expanding is yourself.
And on that note, that gives you an idea why I got involved. I've been a volunteer there for over 25 years. I was new to the area in St. Pete, and I used to be in the jewelry business, and I wanted to meet new clients. And I was bored. My daughter says, well, Mom, why don't you go back to jewelry? So I did. Then I had to get out and meet people. I worked as a temp at Tampa Bay Research Institute for a week because their office manager had moved, taking her vacation, and she was moving and all this stuff. So we got involved with all this different stuff. We were doing an auction at the Vinoy, you know, painting and all that kind of stuff. And I'm doing signs and answering the phone. But I got to know the scientists personally. I got to know the people there. And I was so impressed. I'm the furthest thing from a scientist you'll ever know. Because I don't really care how it works. If it works, it's
just
for me.
Just make it. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Just make it happen.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I met these people and I saw the passion and the dedication they have to their work, and I thought, I want to feel that too. I want something that makes me
feel good. Yeah,
makes me feel good, and that I know works, and I know
I
can share and makes a difference. And that's someone like me who doesn't have lots of money, so I can't, you know, bequeath this million dollars or whatever. And most people have no idea how expensive research is. But I can donate $19 a week, you know, the price of a pizza or something, you know, do that a month, and that's going to make a difference. That's going to keep the lights on there.
Yeah.
This is the type of thing that people don't think of when they think of scientists. They think of, you know, the white-haired guy, you know, the mad scientist.
At NASA.
Yeah. Or they think of, and going into space, I mean, that's crazy. But anyway, the way they can do it is because you keep them healthy here, you keep them healthy there.
Yeah.
And but the biggest thing was getting to know the passion that these people have for their work, because they're brilliant and they could be making mega bucks working for big pharma companies,
right?
You know, that type of thing. They believe in what they're doing.
I'm saying, what have they found? What do they make a difference in? What? One of you.
Immune Extra. That is something that they have developed. They found Dr. Tanaka she's the president and co-founder of Tampa Bay Research Institute. And as a child growing up in Japan, she remembered when she or cousins or siblings got sick, her aunt would boil pine cones and make a tea. They took they got better. You know, they took the tea.
Yeah.
So when she finished her education, the idea, you know, the scientist that she became knew it worked, but she wanted to know, how does it work? Why does it work? And so they've been studying immunology way before it became a buzzword. This is our 41st year of studying immunology. And they found they don't even need the pine cone anymore. They can synthesize it. But they have found properties that help keep people
healthy.
Free from disease. It works on cancers. It works on several different debilitating diseases.
So, Eric, do you take it?
I do. I take it every day. And also, I've learned over time that it's very important to not consume certain things.
Yes.
Because of the long-term effects that it has on our bodies. Sugar being one of the absolute worst things. Okay. And I learned the difference between, well, our bodies are like a pool. They're supposed to be at a certain pH level so that
they
function. So when you have like all the sugary foods and all the fast foods and all the processed foods, you bring yourself into you bring your body into a state of acidity, which makes you more susceptible to cancer.
Okay.
And alkaline, you know, consuming greens, like organic stuff, like, you know, eliminating things like, you know, GMOs and all that kind of stuff. You want to bring your body more alkaline. Drink lots of water, good quality water. You know, and there are certain foods, lots of greens that can help, you know, boost your
So do you believe that this helped you with your...
Yes, absolutely. There are some stories with the Immune Extra that are mind-blowing.
Really?
Yes. And it's like, okay, anything that I can add to my arsenal so I don't have to worry about it coming back. And, you know, I had the type of cancer that spreads. It's one of the it's an aggressive cancer. So to be cancer-free over 10 years, I think I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I think you are, too.
And so, I have to admit, I come to this from a different viewpoint. I'm extremely self-indulgent. I think if God made anything better than chocolate, he kept it for himself. And I like my wine. So I take Immune Extra every day. I don't get sick. I'm basically allergic to living dogs and cats and grass and trees and dust mites
And you're not allergic anymore? Or you don't feel the result, the after effect?
I can live in the world, you know, like a normal person. Otherwise, I mean, the latest is formaldehyde, and that's in everything, paper and plastic.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's used in manufacturing. So I shouldn't be able to step out of my bubble. However, I take Immune Extra every day, and I live like everybody else.
And where do you get that?
Right now, health food stores do carry, some health food stores carry it, but your best bet is on Amazon. It's much cheaper, and it's produced.
Is there only one kind? Are we going to go on Amazon and not be able to find it?
No, there's a variety.
Okay.
And I'll let Sure. tell you about that.
So the company that it's manufactured by is called Alera. They're based here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
So that is what you want to look for, because there's all kinds of immune products out there, but you want to look for the one made by the company Alera in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
So, A-L-L-E-R-A.
Okay.
Yes. And so, and what they've done is they've actually created a 3x formula. So
That's the triple strength.
Yeah, it's the triple strength.
Okay.
And, you know, you can't have too much of it.
On that note, though, because some things like autoimmune diseases, balance is the key. As you mentioned before, you need to keep a balance between alkaline and acidity. And so if you have an autoimmune disease, it needs to be monitored. And Dr. Tanaka or one of the other scientists would be more than happy to keep track of things like that for you to help you use this to your best advantage.
That's really important. So do you have a fundraiser or something coming up soon?
we always have fundraisers going on. One thing we forgot to tell people, we are members of Science Alliance. This is our volunteer committee, and we volunteer our time, our talent, whatever we can give.
So what kind, if someone's interested in being a volunteer, what could they do, and how could they get in touch with that?
We have a meeting every Monday, the first Monday of every month, from 4 to 5, and it's can be at the Institute, at Tampa Bay Research Institute, and lately we've been starting to do a social every now and then. So
get
our last
people
meeting,
interested in.
Yes, and people are more likely to work together if they know each other and like each other.
Yeah.
And so what we need are more people, new ideas. Like I said, I've been a volunteer for over 25 years, and you mentioned computers before. Mine hates me. We need people. We need young people. We need new people like Eric, who are tech savvy, who understand these sort of things.
Yeah.
You know, he can tell you about our website. He can tell you all that kind of stuff. I just go to the Institute. So everybody has their own way of relating.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the thing. We want new people,
everybody
young
counts.
People. And everybody has something. And not everybody can do it all the time. We have snowbirds who come in. And when they're here, they gladly. But when they're gone, that's fine. You know. So you do what you can. And every little bit makes a difference. You know. And our biggest job is raising funds. We're professional beggars. And raising awareness, because people need to know about
it. Well, people know about it, then they could get interested in giving some money to it. But if they don't know about it,
You know. And they have to know that it works, and they have to know the people that are involved with it, because otherwise, there's a zillion things out there now that boost the immune system. Why not go to the first and the best?
Yeah, it's right here in our town too.
And our we have so many different things. I know we've run out of time so fast. Our next big thing is our
annual fundraiser.
Yes, which is the annual fundraiser, which is also a thank you to our donors. And it's being held at the Carillon Hilton. And that's May 19th. Thursday, May 19th. And it's from 5:30 to 7?
5:30 to 7.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the things that we do, one of our principal investigators, Dr. Bradley, was Dr. Tanaka's first intern, because we have promoted the STEM program from day one. And we have fostered over 70 students from high school and college who have gone on to very exemplary careers in the wellness industry. And so we don't just have them follow our scientists around. The scientists put them to work. So they get involved. They learn how. And what's so interesting about Tampa Bay Research Institute, we're a small institute, but because we're not funded by Big Pharma or have to support an idea that a university has established, our scientists can go where the research leads them. And that
makes a big difference.
Independence makes you trust. It makes me trust much more what they're telling me, because they've got the science to back it up. We've been awarded over 15 national and international patents
Very
on our
cool.
work.
We'll talk about a little bit more when we come back, but right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, and we are back. So, what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear, Eric?
Well, I think the most important thing is to discuss the annual reception coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for donations.
You what? Do you have like an auction or something? Or
we do. We have a silent auction, which is a great way for you to get your company out there, to your products or services. And one thing that's great is gift cards.
Yes.
You know, so if you have a restaurant, local restaurant, you want to give a gift card, any kind of a local business would be ideal because it will help you to bring in some, you know, new customers.
And is the silent auction just for the people that are there that night? Is any of it online?
We actually have incorporated an online auction as well.
Because that's fabulous because sometimes people can't come and they'd love to.
And, you know, what prompted a lot of that is the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Everything changed.
There's been gifts of COVID.
So instead of just sitting around doing nothing, it's like, we can do stuff online.
Right.
We can have our meetings online.
Young people, young ideas.
Yeah. And we can still get it out, you know. Yeah. And, you know, like our volunteer meetings, you know, people don't have to drive there.
Yeah.
People can be volunteers from out of the Tampa Bay area.
That's
fabulous.
They want
to pipe in via Zoom and just share ideas.
Yeah.
Because being a volunteer, you know, a lot of people may not know, well, what can a volunteer do? Well, you know what? Get in touch with us and let's learn about your talents and see
what fits
how you
exactly.
can, you know, be of service to us,
yeah.
how we can help each other.
One of the things that they've done with the silent auction online is if someone's not going to be able to come, a lot of it will finish up the night of the event.
Right, the event.
However, if they can't make it, they can say, okay, I will bid up to this amount.
Right.
And so whoever's watching it, keeping an eye on it, someone from the office, they see that someone topped their bid, they'll bid $10 more, whatever.
They know how much they have in their pocket to
spend.
But yeah,
but they're not going to go all out. They'll just buy increments.
Right.
So someone
That's
knows
cool.
that they still have a chance.
Right.
You know, and then they can either come to the Institute and pick it up after the fact or arrange to have it shipped to them.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. That's really good. And I'll put all this information in the description of the show where everybody you'll have. As always, if you can't find something, just call me at 727-365-8383 or you can contact me through the website. But the last thing I want to say today, if you have not signed up for the conference, please do. The conference is May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We will have 21 presenters. It's totally virtual. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to find someone to take care of your loved one. You don't have to find a parking spot. You don't have to get dressed up. The fabulous part about it is also, if you cannot attend all of it or any part of it, just by registering within 2 weeks after the conference, you will receive 21 videos of the conference, 21 separate videos of the conference.
Wow.
Because the whole thing of this conference is to get the information out there for caregivers.
And how much does it cost?
Free, thanks to our wonderful sponsors. And our diamond sponsor is Arden Courts, and we have attorney Sean Scott, and we have... Seasons Hospice, which is now Accent Care. I forget to tell
you. Kate McCarty.
We have Kate McCarty as our opening speaker. She's just absolutely fabulous. And she's going to talk about the shadows of dementia. You know, some of the grieving that we go through. And the fabulous thing is, most of the people that are part of the conference have real life experience with this, and that's why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. Kate is taking care of her husband who has dementia. So we're living what we're talking about. And that makes a whole big difference than just talking to somebody that just studied it or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has a story. Every caregiver has a story. And the more that we share that, the better. You know, we just decided a couple of weeks ago. So in my support groups, which they're all online right now. But in fact, the end of May, I'm going to meet some women in Seattle, Washington from my support group that we met via Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm finding with my support groups, half of the people that are attending the groups right now are grieving because their loved one has passed, but they still come back to the group because they want to do something. Mm-hmm. So in the next couple of months, I'm working on a mentor program because besides losing their loved one, I was taking care of them 24/7. What do I do now?
Right.
So if your loved one died, let's say of Parkinson's, and there's a new person in the group whose loved one has Parkinson's, you'll be mentors. They'll be mentors together. And then they'll be able to talk to each other, have a phone call during the week. Because the support groups are only, you know, once, two, three times a month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need somebody to talk to in between that. So I think that's a fabulous thing. It gives new purpose to the person who lost a loved one. And it gives that new person so many tips ahead of time and so many things they can avoid and things that they can make better. So I want to say to everybody, as always, Happy Earth Day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that your time is precious. Please go to my website, lindaberhans.com, and nominate a caregiver. Every caregiver receives something, and then we have a grand prize. Go to the website, connectingcaregiversconference.com, and please register. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.